Time now for Tom Morgan's Money Talk.
Hi, pal. We are approaching the end of Tom Morgan's Money Talk. After this, we pause. Hello, it is Tom. You may know by now that after 10,000 shows in 37 years, this show is coming to its end on July 12th. And meanwhile, a few memories. First, my formal education in the subject? I had none. Yes, I've written endlessly about things financial. I've guest lectured at several universities. I've authored a book for Putnam's. I was featured on public television for many years. I have helped thousands with their investments. I've helped universities and foundations. I've helped governments with their investments. But I have had zero formal education in the subject. And actually, that is true of many investment advisors. For me, it was probably a good thing, since I'm a lousy student. Yeah. My father worked in finance, and when he tried to explain finance to me, as a 20-year-old, I fell asleep. I simply could not grasp the concept. And I think that's why I got into this profession. In order to learn complicated concepts, I had to read 5 times as much as other people. In order to digest the material, I had to break it down into small, understandable bits, pieces. And having done that, having broken it down, then I found it easy to teach others in those small, digestible pieces. And that's what I have tried to do on this show and with clients, with their investments. I have been helped by the fact that the concepts were so extremely difficult for me to learn. Sweet are the fruits of adversity, eh? Well, here's an oddity. 15 years ago, my heart stopped 3 times, flatlined. And so my brain was deprived of oxygen. And that probably shut down a few small areas of the brain. It forced other areas to take up the tasks of the damaged areas. And this caused my thinking to change away from details. It helped me to analyze situations, to analyze financial data, to analyze company balance sheets, to analyze political and social situations. It helped me to see them more clearly without the distractions of the details that I used to have that filled up the picture. The result is I can analyze a company situation, an investor's situation, in 1/5 of the time it used to take me. Who would have thunk it? Again, sweet are the fruits of adversity. One of my favorite theories is that help you get often hurts you in the long run, weakens you, makes you dependent. And meanwhile, the so-called harm you get, the setbacks, the heartaches, the obstacles, the losses, the harm often helps you, forces you to work harder, to think more clearly. My guiding maxim is help usually hurts and hurt usually helps. More tomorrow. This is Tom, as in Morgan.